Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Check out our online video picks. Every week we choose five videos from the web, which I anchor in a picks video. This week our best of picks for the first half of 2007, including American real estate prices set as a roller coaster ride and four others. That's our online video picks at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Well, tonight at 9 o'clock, the Democratic presidential hopefuls square off in their latest debate. We will air it live on AM 820 WNYC. The moderator will be PBS talk show host and WNYC talk show host Tavis Smiley, who joins us now for a preview. Hiya, Tavis.
Brian Lehrer, I am doing well, and always a delight to be on your program. I was just in a conversation about you the other day with some friends of mine in New York, and I was saying to them, as I've said many times, that Brian Lehrer is about as good on public radio as you can, as good a host on radio anywhere as you can find, so I'm always honored to talk to you.
That's very kind. I thought my ears were burning the other day. Do you have all eight tonight?
All eight.
And does this debate have a particular focus?
It does, in the sense that we live in the most multicultural, multiracial, multi-ethnic America ever, as you've heard me say any number of times on my public radio program. And I think that those of us who happen to be journalists of color are as necessary and as relevant now with humility as we have ever been, because there are certain questions that just don't get asked if we don't ask them, certain issues that don't get raised if we don't raise them, and certain people who don't get profiled on the national platform called media, national media, if we don't profile them. And so I decided, based upon the number one New York Times best-selling book, The Covenant with Black America, which we discussed on your program, that the time had come in America to have a conversation that would allow us to query the candidates, Democrats and Republicans, about where they stand on issues that matter to Black America and, more broadly, people of color. I believe that each of us as Americans really wants the same thing, no matter who we are, and that is to live in a nation that is as good as its promise. And we can't do that if all Americans don't have their concerns addressed. And so we're calling these two forums tonight at Howard University in Washington live on PBS at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on September 27th with all the Republicans at Morgan State in Baltimore, again, 9 p.m. Eastern. We're calling both of these forums, Brian, the All-American Presidential Forums, because all of us have a right to have issues that matter to us addressed to these candidates. And finally, what's really sad for me is that everybody wants to celebrate the diversity that's on the stage. Hillary and Barack and Bill Richardson. So you got a woman, an African-American, a Latino. We all know the story very well. Everyone wants to celebrate the diversity on the stage, but nobody wants to talk about what it means to live in a multicultural, multiracial, multi-ethnic America and the challenges that are presented to women and to Blacks and to Hispanics. And so tonight, we'll get a chance to explore some of those challenges.
Can you make that even more specific about what specific issues
Sure.
might come up?
I think there are really three categories of questions. Questions that, quite frankly, we have overdone. Even the candidates will tell you they're tired of talking about Iraq, a legitimate issue, but we know where they stand. So some questions that have been overdone. A second set of questions that have come up, issues that have been raised, that is to say, but they've not been given the kind of treatment that allows people of color to see themselves in the conversation. For example, we've talked about health care, but nobody has asked how and why and what we're going to do about the fact that what was a gay white male disease called HIV/AIDS is now the leading killer of Black women and their babies. Nobody's talked about health disparities. So we've talked about health. We've heard about their health plans for coverage, but we haven't talked about those other issues. For example, we've talked about immigration. Almost ad nauseum, ad infinitum, but nobody has asked why do the Cubans get let in and the darker hue Haitians get sent back home to die? That's a legitimate immigration question. There's a third and final category of questions, as I see it at least. I'm just a lowly moderator. But the last category of questions for me are questions that haven't even come up yet, Brian. How is it, with all the debates that we've had, the worst disaster to hit this country, Hurricane Katrina, and what we're going to do to help these persons in New Orleans and on the Gulf Coast repair, rebuild, restore their lives, how has that issue not come up? How has the issue of Darfur not been central to the conversation? I believe, and pardon my, I'm so passionate about this, I believe that the hottest place in hell is reserved for people who knew what to do and didn't do it. How do we let genocide? I talked to Bill Clinton once on my TV show, and he admitted that the one mistake of his presidency, one of the mistakes he admitted,
Rwanda.
But he did move fast enough on Rwanda.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we've got a second chance in a contemporary sense to do something about genocide, and quite frankly, we're lacking. So those are examples of issues that haven't even come up yet, say nothing about. I mean, don't get me started, man.
Right, and here we are again with even global warming. On the op-ed page of the New York Times today, their columnist Nicholas Kristof has a piece about how Burundi, the poorest country in the world, is suffering some of the worst effects of global warming because it affects their ability to raise crops in a country where people have almost no money and are almost entirely dependent on subsistence farming. And yet when global warming does come up in the debates, it comes up in the context of the Gold Coast of Manhattan being flooded someday down the road.
It's amazing. Well, that's the world that we live in. For some reason, while we all want the same things, as I said, to live in a nation, to live in a world, quite frankly, as good as the promise that people possess, for some reason, more often than not, almost every issue disproportionately impacts people of color for some reason. So I don't buy into this argument that hosting a conversation or hosting a forum that focuses on a conversation that is more broad. I don't buy into this argument of balkanization or balkanizing. I believe that every American has a right to have the candidates, Democrat and Republican, tell them where they stand on the issues that matter to them. Every special interest group in America is hitting these candidates up right now for where they stand on their issues, whether it's AARP, whether it's the NRA, whether it's the NEA, any organization, any special interest group wants to know where the candidates stand, the unions. Where do you stand on my issues? Why then should Hispanics and why then should African-Americans or anybody else not want to know if there are particular ills that impact them because of the color of their skin? Why should they not want those issues addressed? And so we're going to have a broad conversation tonight, but I think that all Americans can be benefited by the conversation we'll have.
Tavis Smiley, the PBS television host, who also does a weekly radio show that we air here on WNYC AM 820, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock. He'll be moderating tonight's Democratic presidential hopefuls debate, 9 o'clock on Channel 13 locally. We will also be carrying it on the radio on our AM station, AM 820. And tomorrow morning, we will play highlights. And Tavis, I don't know if you knew this, but we'll be debriefing on the show with two of your questioners, NPR's Michelle Martin and columnist Ruben Navarrete. So
I did not realize that, but I'm delighted to hear that. Speaking of two people, let me just mention right quick, I'm about to go to a meeting and to have lunch with two more of your fans who just walked into the room where I am sitting now. I call them the Princeton Dynamic Duo. They're both waving at you. You can't see on the radio, of course, but Dr. Cornel West and Professor Eddie Glauder waving at you right now.
And we have, actually, I should mention then also that Dr. Glauder will be one of our other guests tomorrow reacting to the debate.
I didn't even know that.
So we've got an all-star lineup tomorrow morning. What role will Ruben, who's been on a lot lately to talk about the immigration bill, which, by the way, may have died in the last few minutes. I don't know if you've been on the wires this morning, but the immigration bill just failed a test in the Senate. So this
I just saw that on the wire, and I also saw the story about the Supreme Court decision on race and education.
Striking down the affirmative action or integration plans, really, desegregation plans in Seattle and in Louisville, Kentucky. Do you have a reaction to that, Tavis, in terms of its implications for equality in education?
Yeah, quickly. I think it really does, Brian. It's, you know, in the time I've had to look at it, it really raises more questions than it answers. And that is to say, how do we advance the notion of inclusion in America when people and indeed the courts have become more hostile, have become more nativist about the issue of diversity? I don't know how you make that happen, which, again, is a great backdrop to the conversation tonight. And I'm sure that that decision now released will come up in tonight's conversation. In a very real way, it turns Brown v. Board on its head. And so, you know, I got to do some more reading about it and figure out what the strategy is here. But certainly I suspect that it will come up in the conversation tonight.
You know, I've been getting emails from the liberal Media Watch group, Media Matters, and they don't like some role that Republican pollster Frank Luntz has tonight. Is Luntz involved in some way?
Luntz is not involved tonight. And the person behind that Media Matters website, David Brock, I always say, where persons like him are concerned, I don't mean to cast aspersion on him, but his history is well documented, of flipping back and forth between being a liberal and a conservative. I always say, one, consider the source. That's true of anything. He's the guy behind Media Matters. So, one, consider the source. Number two, his facts are wrong. Number three, PBS put out a statement 2 days ago checking him on his facts, which to my knowledge as yet he's not posted that response on his website. The bottom line is that Frank Luntz, like any number of other posters, is people metering 30 African Americans who are all Democrats in a separate room adjacent to the main stage. Tomorrow night on my television show, I'll be joined by those 30 persons with the data that Mr. Luntz and company have collected about what they thought of the debate while it was going on. So how anyone, Republican, Democrat, black or white, could spin what 30 persons who are black and Democratic voters said is nonsensical. So we will have on our regular PBS program tomorrow night a recap with the 30 persons who are, again, all African-American, all registered Democrats, and we'll do the same thing in the Republican conversation later in September. But that drama, that nonsense at Media Matters is just that. The facts are wrong, and I don't have any more time to waste responding to people who don't know what they're talking about.
Just Luntz, or do you have a Democratic poster there too?
We have just Luntz. We have one poster for each process. And I might add right quick that there are any number of media organizations, I believe including the New York Times, who want to cover all aspects of the story. So there will be media people in the room where the people metering is taking place so they can cover the story. And I'll be talking about it tomorrow morning on Good Morning America as their lead guest just after 7 o'clock, and again on Meet the Press with Tim Russert on NBC this Sunday.
All right. And again, we will have two of the questioners in tonight's debate, Michelle Martin from NPR and columnist Ruben Navarrete, here at 10 o'clock as we play excerpts from tonight's Democratic presidential hopefuls debate moderated by Tavis Smiley. Thanks so much for coming on for the preview. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Brian.
Nuala McGovern is the executive producer of this program, with producers Jim Colgan, Lisa Allison, and Priya George, help today from Spencer Wilking. And my Lord, that's Debbie Daughtry back at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer. Talk to you tomorrow morning with those excerpts.